A new ABC Family show has a different take on the dream of owning a home. In the drama Lincoln Heights, Los Angeles police officer Eddie Sutton moves his family out of a cramped apartment in the suburbs and into a large, affordable house in the hood. His wife Jen isn't exactly thrilled that their new home used to be a crack house.
You've lost your mind.
Look, I know the idea takes a little getting used to.
It's because it's a bad idea.
All I'm asking is that you have an open mind.
Russell Hornsby plays Eddie Sutton, and Kathleen McGee Anderson is one of the show's executive producers. They both spoke with NPR's Tony Cox about what brought them to this project and what they hope it will achieve.
So, Russell, what was it that drew you? You play the cop,
yes.
Brings his family back into the hood where he grew up. What was it about that role that you said, I think I could feel doing this?
First and foremost, the idea of having an African-American family on television, in a drama really attracted me to the project. And moreover, the fact that it focuses on an African-American male lead. And, so often we talk about black men selling crack rock and having wicked jump shots and whatnot, but not really being leaders in their community. And I think that Eddie Sutton is really, he's a leader of his community, and he loves his community and he loves his people.
Let's get a little more specific in terms of your character, Eddie Sutton, and how much, if any, of Eddie Sutton is Russell.
I've created the character based on two family members of mine who work in law enforcement and government in the Roxbury section of Boston, Massachusetts. Two uncles of mine, Franklin and Edward Red. One is a judge and the other is a constable. They live in Roxbury, and they live among their people. And my uncle's a judge, and he sends, young people to jail, or he gives them, a second chance, to get their life back in order. That was what I wanted to focus on, that Eddie, he physically left, but his spirit was always there.
That really came through for me in the scene where, in this robbery, where your character, Eddie Sutton, had to shoot and kill, shoot and kill the kid,
yes,
who he was trying,
that's right,
to help. And in his face, you could see that he was really, really pained by that.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was. And that I think that's something that's going to, live on with him for the rest of his days, because of that very notion that, when one goes down, we all go down.
You know what? I was actually thinking about taking that gymnastic class of yours.
And you can still do it.
I can't move my arms. Don't you need your arms to do gymnastics?
Let me ask you, Kathleen, were you concerned at all about how believable it would be for a middle-class black family to decide to put their children in an environment that is dangerous, physically dangerous, as a story that would have credibility for an audience?
Well, in this particular instance, our hero, Eddie Sutton, grew up in this neighborhood. So he knows the soul of these people. He knows the heart of these people. And indeed, he realizes that there are some elements that are dangerous, but at the same time, he knows that as many dangerous people as there are more people there who really want to make this neighborhood a good place to live. And this character would not put his family, who he treasures above all else, in a situation he knows he cannot protect them in.
How does diversity play into how you are building Lincoln Heights?
The neighborhood of Lincoln Heights is a diverse community, and we have characters who really reflect that. The school that Cassie goes to, our teenage daughter, is an interracial situation. She has a boyfriend who's white. Eddie's partner is a white cop. There are white cops predominantly in the police precinct where Eddie works. Criminals in our neighborhood are not just black criminals.
That's true.
It's an equal opportunity situation in terms of what's going down on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not monolithic in terms of a black point of view.
Black-themed dramas have had various success on television, both broadcast and cable. Do you think that Lincoln Heights has something special, either in terms of the people involved or the time that it has been brought to us, that will help make it successful?
the time is right. You know, our community is ready for something different. I think they're ready for a show that reflects who we are as individuals and the amount of humanity that we have. So, you know, I really believe that the community, not just the Black community, but, you know, America is ready to support this kind of show, because I think it's not only an African-American, you know, story or perspective, it's an American story and perspective.
My first experience on TV as a baby writer was working on Little House on the Prairie. I was hired by Michael Landon to do a well-told story about a family. Mm-hmm. And I've been pursuing that endeavor ever since. I've been trying to tell stories about families, and in particularly from the African-American point of view. So this is a time, how many years later are we talking, near 30,
mm-hmm.
where we have Barack Obama and we have Condoleezza Rice and we have hip-hop and all these images that have really become a part of the consciousness of our times.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sensibility and time has also really tempered audiences. And I think it's time for them to really embrace, in a colorblind sense, a family that has values and emotions that are transcendent of race.
So Monday nights, 7 o'clock, ABC Family.
Yes, sir.
Lincoln Heights. It's good.
Thank you very
much. Thank you so
much.
That was NPR's Tony Cox with Lincoln Heights star Russell Hornsby and executive producer Kathleen McGee Anderson. That's our show for today, and thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.